This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Emily Rooney. Well, maybe the comedian George Burns had it right when he said, happiness is having a large, loving, caring, close-knit family in another city.
Or maybe yes. Jean-Paul Sartre had it right when he said, hell is other people.
All right. Robin Abrams is here from the Boston Globe. We're going to be talking all things etiquette with those stressful family gatherings. Where to start?
Well, this is my whole time of year. I mean, I can always, we're moving into the holiday questions. The upshot from those, the, oh my God, should I have done this? Should I have done that? Lasts until mid-January.
Yeah.
Then there's a slight lull. Then we get the weddings and graduation season, and it all kicks back up again.
Thanksgiving is, generally speaking, maybe speaking from my personal experiences, easier.
People love Thanksgiving. And I think
Christmas, for
Thanksgiving
instance.
Is really brilliant because it's so much. I say like the ideal holidays are like the perfect pair of black pants.
Yeah, right.
That they're flexible, they're forgiving, they're classic, they work, you know, for every year. They're, you know, you can do something different with them. And Thanksgiving is brilliant because it's just a big meal where we all give thanks.
No gifts.
And no also, gifts. You can sort of ramp up the sophistication or the family friendliness of it. It can be intimate. It can be huge. It can be very spiritual. It can be very pass the beer and let's watch the game. It's great.
So my family always had this saying.
I love the fact that you have all these half full glasses of wine sitting here on the studio.
I want to
come in. I want to come in after these guys all the time.
We always had what we called buffers. You know, we needed family buffers.
Yes.
So Thanksgiving was the perfect opportunity to include the buffers. You know, people that just would never get into a dust up with some, you know. They were just family friends. And then, so you were on better behavior if there were buffers. Christmas was tough because we didn't usually have any buffers.
Right, because people are hanging out with their own families and you don't have that. That's lovely. I actually posted.
It was necessary is what it was.
I'm on Facebook. Excuse me, as Robin Misconduct Abrahams. And I just posted a wonderful Far Side cartoon of yesterday of a bunch of cattle at a party kind of wandering around going, oh, my God, nobody knows what to do. And you'll think, and then some border collies come in and they're like, oh, thank God somebody invited the border collies. And I said, you know, always invite a couple of border collies to your party. And it was a joke, of course, but I do mean it seriously, you know, always. It's great to invite those people that can talk to anyone, to invite the people that, you know, like to bring the shy folks into the conversation. And it's always good if you're going to be hosting a Thanksgiving dinner and you are a single person, make sure you've got somebody as like your second in command, as your first officer.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
If you're partnered, then your spouse, your partner should play that role. But if you're single, get somebody that you
definitely.
Can have.
Got to have a right hand.
Exactly. You got to have your wing person.
Yeah.
Got to have your wing guy, your co-pilot,
You got
whatever.
Some other advice, too. I love this one.
I have lots of advice.
Don't do things that make you miserable. Check note to self. You know, you do these same things every year that you think are really for everyone else, but it's a lot of work and it's not any fun.
It's so true. And I realize that as an advice columnist, I have, you know, it's like asking me my opinion about big holidays is like asking an emergency room nurse her opinion of motorcycles.
Yeah.
Like I don't ever see when it worked out well.
Yeah.
I only see the disasters. But it does seem like a lot of people take on a lot that makes them genuinely unhappy and they don't, you don't necessarily have to do that. Play to your strengths at the holidays. If you love to cook or bake, cook or bake. If you're really good at bargain hunting, picking out presents, work with that. If you like to entertain, if you're the person who enjoys, you know, the cards, whatever, really play to your strengths. Let the rest go. And figure out also, who are you doing this for? And when you're creating holiday traditions for children, you know, well, maybe it's not all about you. But hey, if you're in your 30s and don't have that kind of family obligation yet, you know, you can decide what traditions you want to partake in.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your others?
One thing that I'm noticing this year is I've got two questions, very different questions, but a similar theme coming up, which is I think sometimes around the holidays, parents don't. One of the poignant moments around the holidays is that's one of the times of year when we can realize how much our children have grown and that maybe parents and children are starting to switch roles. And I've got one question that's a you know, a slightly more lighthearted one from a mother who wants her 14-year-old daughter to be kind of, it's, you know, when is she still getting the kids' presents versus when does she participate in the, you know, not really so excellent adult Yankee swap. And I'm like, oh, God, you know, put her in the Yankee swap. She's 14. She would want to be included with the adults much more than she actually wants a good present at that age.
And not 14.
Huh?
14, they still want the good presents.
Really? You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think like the stigma.
Oh, they're all nodding in there. Yeah.
You want the present? You want
14,
you,
they want both. And
they,
I don't think
they want both.
I don't
but
think
they,
it really ends. If you're if you're the mother of, you know,
well,
my daughter's
was
29 now. She still wants the good stuff.
And this was another a question that I have coming up, I think, in the next week or two. From an older couple who are having to cut down on Christmas. And what I was, and you know, how do we tell the adult kids? And my point on that one was, my gosh, you know, the fact that you are planning so well for your retirement and your old age, that's a better gift than anything you could give adult children at this point in their life. You know, sit down and really talk to them about your financial situation and let them know, you know, how far ahead you're planning. And that's great.
Yeah, I mean that is pressure for parents. If
so, like, I think families can be a time. You know, the holidays can be a time of year of realizing the changes that have taken place.
Mm-hmm. So, one of your bit of advice too is plan this well in advance, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever.
Too late for Thanksgiving.
Whatever your holiday is going to be, it's too late for Thanksgiving. But don't wait and don't you know. Stumble into it so everybody knows it's clear, you know, you're doing Christmas dinner, but don't come until 4. I mean, all that kind of stuff, you know.
Especially these years, and I've really seen a difference in the 8 years or so I've been writing the column, many, 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 many more economic concerns. Mm-hmm. And it was really around 2008, 2009 was when it got, you know, extremely intense.
Sure.
But now it's more people are, you know, we're still scaling back or we've, you know, we've stayed modest and we're keeping it that way.
Even that story today about buying chickens instead of turkeys.
Oh, really?
That's crazy. First of all, you get a lot more bang for your buck out of turkey because it's much denser meat. And
okay.
That's one of the reasons why it's more expensive. It's
okay.
Like, you know, I thought that was a little...
All right.
Because I like another one of your bids.
Yes.
Don't worry about good taste at the holidays.
Oh,
this is not about good taste.
Oh, no. It's totally not. It's totally
and by
not.
That we mean good taste. We mean lavish, not how it tastes.
Right. No, of course we mean, you know, your food should taste good and your, you know, your gifts should be kind and thoughtful and all of this. But, you know, if the reindeer sweaters make you happy, you know, if the loud sweaters with little bells sewn onto them just make you happy, you wear them. We don't all have, you know, go for the colored lights. Don't be pressured into those tasteful white lights.
And another one, you put this so well, this whole thing about this tedious thing that Bill O'Reilly really started, but this one Christmas. But you claim that, you know, saying happy holidays is PC, meaning something, I don't know, I can't remember what you said.
Plain courtesy.
Plain courtesy.
Right.
Which is just, it's a nice thing to say. It's not some war on Christmas. They're not trying to suggest it.
Of course not.
No.
No, it's a very silly thing. And hopefully we're moving into a slightly saner phase of national life when people are going to...
I don't look for it too soon.
When people are going to... And it's like, you know, Christmas has taken over a good third of our marketing calendar.
The last 4 or 5 years,
if there
too,
was a war on it, it pretty decisively won.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, look at it. It's crazy. It's everywhere before Halloween.
I know. And I really, I mean, I have to say, I sympathize with parents and just managing expectations and all of this around Christmas with the just ridiculous levels of marketing that go on. And, you know, an interesting thing as a Jewish person coming from a non-Christian religion, I have to say, pretty much across the board, we really think Christmas as a religious holiday is just great. I mean, I've never known anybody who does not love the song, you know, the joy to the world, and some of the religious music and all that. It's the relentlessness of the commercialism that gets everybody sort of down.
Yeah, I mean, it is a religious holiday. And even though a lot of people who celebrate it aren't necessarily religious, I think everybody likes that part of it, the traditional part of it.
But it's gotten very culturally confused. It's serving so many functions right now. You know, it's like
the whole, you know, GNP
like propping up
our
economy being one of the major ones.
How Christmas does. It has nothing to do with
which
the rest of it.
Which is terrifying.
Yeah. All right, Robin, always good to have you here. We're going to be doing more holiday chatting
And I'm doing a live, if anybody listening has questions about the holidays coming up, I will be doing a live chat tomorrow at noon on boston.com.
And we'll have more of your holiday advice on our website, too, at wgbhnews.org/BPR, which stands for Boston Public Radio. Callie Crossley is back.
Hi, Emily. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the effect that big money had on politics and democracy. What do you have lined up for Greater Boston tonight?
Actually, we are going to be talking to Joanne Chang. You were just talking to
Corby
about the pies. Well, she's making 75 pecan pies, and we're hoping she brings one.
No kidding. She's great. Well, thanks to all of you for listening to another edition of Boston Public Radio. I'm Callie Crossley, and our show is a production of WGBH. Mm-hmm.